Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
It's fine!
But I'm gonna kill it!
Doran, you and I are gonna be buddies for this blizzard.
You guys wanna hear some dice shit?
Natural 20.
That's the way Doran sings when he attacks.
Kieran, what do you smell?
What? Come on.
Hey guys, welcome to Kyle's Kyle.
He's attacking me.
With Thunder's Light, everybody, look out.
Well, it's okay, we've had a long rest in between then.
I noticed!
The shriek comes from somewhere up ahead of you, and only occurs twice before falling silent.
Everyone get ready!
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 93, Cat and Mouse.
MVP this week is Mary W. Jensen, who had a coworker knit her a cuddly fox, which she lovingly named Red. Adorable, Mary, and thank you so much for being a fan.
He's beautiful. I recently purchased some gorgeous enamel pins, patches, and lanyards from the lovely Paola's Pixels. She designs all kinds of nerdy clothes and accessories, gamer tote bags, stickers, sweatshirts, and more. Right now, I have my eye on the Tabletop Items skirt. It's this ultra-cute, full A-line skirt that's got illustrated pattern of swords, shields, potions, and daggers. Super cool. The t-shirts are awesome, too. She's always got something great on sale. Check out the complete store at paolaspixels.com. That's P-A-O-L-A-S Pixels. And support women-owned businesses.
Damn straight.
All right, want to do this?
Let's go.
It's hot out, y'all.
Yeah.
Look at my armpits. Look at these pits.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Oh, boy.
Nice. Yes.
That's a camera special for... Sorry, this is an audio medium and you missed that.
Alex is trying to get some pit
Alex
sweat.
Alex doesn't have pits.
Not too hot yet here.
We'll check back in with you 25 minutes into the episode.
back to you with pit sweat.
And coming on the trail of like 16 months of being quarantined in our homes, I'm going to admit I got like an extra 5 to 10 pounds going on. Mm. And I like to take care of myself. I want to be healthy, a little cute in a pair of shorts or whatever. So I've been doing some yoga. I've been going for walks. I'm trying to do like the hard stuff. Like when it's time to eat dessert, I'm like, I'll have half of an ice cream sandwich.
So why eat her other half plus my dessert?
Yeah. I give it to Henry. I mean, he's into it. How do you guys stay fit? Do you give a shit at all? Do you have got beauty secrets? Are you gym people? What's your secret?
Who's gym?
Gymnasium. Our neighbor.
I do miss the gym. It's been sad. It's been shut. There was a really great one on the drive to work. You could sort of stop. There's at the end of it, there's the hot tub and the sauna and the pool, so you could go for a workout and then like chill for a bit. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
One day that'll be possible again.
That's good.
I have moments. You know, I have maybe, you know, every 2 weeks or every month, I have this wind of inspiration to be like, I'm going to become fit. And,
I do the same thing,
you know,
exactly.
The headband goes on, the Rocky music starts playing, and then I'm doing P90X for 5 days, 7 days. And then it's like, okay, no, I don't, this isn't me.
I'm fit again.
Yeah, exactly.
I did it.
And then I take 4 months off.
Mission accomplished.
It's hard to sustain it.
I've been doing these like 30-day yoga videos, and I'll get to like day 7, and then I fucking stop.
It's like, why am I doing this? I mean, I just right now, just getting out for a walk every now and then, and you know, maybe doing like a little run on the steps when I'm really feeling it. Because sometimes you do get that, just like that surge of like, I need to do something.
Just run up and down the stairs.
What steps are you talking about?
I live right near Casa Loma, which is the castle in Toronto. And there's a series of steps that's 110 steps. I always count them every time I go up and down. It's this weird little particular thing I do.
Yeah. For you.
And there's 110
Nothing
steps.
Nothing like bundling OCD in with your workout.
Yeah,
exactly. You got to keep the mind busy.
There's so much counting in workout. You got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I have a really great regime for me, which is basically I do whatever I want until I feel bad enough about myself to say, fuck, I need to do something. And then I do something for a little bit, which is really inconsequential, until I stop caring about that. Mm-hmm. And then I repeat the cycle. And it just keeps going standard. Back and forth. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What I need is a good unlife-threatening disease to just thin me out, you know? When I had my gallbladder removed, I shed all this beautiful weight. It was really healthy. So check out Dr. Harlan's great workout routine. Get a disease. But that's something that's not big, you know? Just something like a gallbladder, something that won't let you
a
eat fatty foods.
A kidney stone, you know.
A kidney stone, yes. Me. Great.
Right.
Drink all
gas.
The water.
Just terrible gas.
Diabetes
a
scare.
A good case of terrible gas.
Diabetes scare.
Good taste.
Good old diabetes scare.
Are you guys still doing the bowl of veggies to get your...
So funny. We almost
that was the
did
plan
that
today,
this morning.
Actually, but
oh, really?
We had other things to do this morning. Yeah. Well, that's the counter for whatever, but we're having veggies with dinner tonight, A. And B, I went with my new favorite breakfast because I found a favorite breakfast recently.
Harlan has been hard on this favorite breakfast.
So I get into these modes where I find the perfect thing. So what I do is there's this very specific type of granola. I don't remember the brand.
It's
Nature's Path, I think.
Pumpkin flax. That's Nature's Path.
Pumpkin, yeah.
Nature's Path pumpkin flaxseed.
Dude, what
the
hell?
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. So I do that.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. I do
the shock, yeah.
A great, like you know, half bowl
granola
of the
bros.
Granola with a ton of fresh berries. I do like, I cut strawberries and blueberries, and then I do a single yogurt into it, and I mix it all together.
That's amazing.
Let me tell you, it is so fucking good. I eat it almost every day. It's so good. And it makes me feel, I mean, it's not healthy, but it's definitely not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. Well, I mean, it's like fast and
little,
you know, nutritious. You're getting
sugar.
Some berries and refreshing.
But the freshness of the berries plus the crunchiness and the granola is, because I've tried it with other granola and other granola is far too sweet. It sounds
inadequate.
Like a fucking old person, but like it's just far too sweet. I like the Nature's Path because it is. It just feels like. I mean, there is some sweetness to it.
At Harlan,
it is too sweet.
So I think I might know the answer to this question already. But are you the sort of person who can find a food and just eat that food because it's delicious until you get sick of it, or do you need a lot of variety and like the same thing twice?
Honestly, I would have always said I'm the latter until I found this berry bowl.
No, wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Tuna pepper.
Joe. Yeah.
What?
Tuna pepper.
Oh, yeah, I do love
Harlan
tuna pepper.
Harlan classically enjoys
a
simple
right.
food constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
tuna pepper?
I take it back to pizza too. You know, you're like your pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I
period.
Do. Yeah,
tuna pepper is when Harlan cuts up two bell peppers into little scoop sized chunks.
Tuna pepper.
And then he has these spicy tuna cans.
So cloverleaf does flavor tunas, we all know.
Is it
sriracha?
Thai? No, it's not sriracha. I hate sriracha.
Oh,
it's like
it's
a
Thai
pepper.
Chili. Sweet Thai chili.
The sweet Thai chili cloverleaf tuna. They're fantastic.
It's and called like a little Thai
again,
chili
it's
in
that,
oh,
it's that same middle ground where it's like not unhealthy, but it's also not like healthy for you. But it's just like, you know, flavored tuna. So you're eating fish and you're eating some calories, but I eat it with a pepper. That I can eat all the time. And I think the thing is...
A raw pepper, to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, raw pepper.
Must be.
It's when I find something that's somewhat healthy, I'll attach hard. Because it's so easy for me to be like, fuck it, I'll eat chips. Mm-hmm. So I think the berry bowl and the tuna pepper, because they're both sort of middle but leaning to healthy, I try to go hard on those because it's like a good way for me to get excited about something that's good for me.
Right. And it's not something you don't have to put a lot of thought into it. When you know that you've got this thing, it's like you can just turn off.
It's a great fallback.
Just like, you know, you don't have to think about that.
Turn off the think. Yeah, yeah.
For real. It's a great thing. Yeah. Highly recommend everyone try tuna pepper and berry bowl.
Well, you know what? Speaking on tuna fatigue. What did you say?
tuna pepper. Fatigue.
Speaking of, yeah, you're talking about
decision fatigue.
And then decision fatigue. Speaking of decision fatigue, I think that's what trips a lot of people up with their food and like the good eating decisions.
Yeah.
And I've learned this from my very organized and note-taking wife, who's constantly making notes and lists. Yeah. But we make a meal plan, and we do that every week so that she knows what she's going to the grocery store because she likes to do the grocery shopping. It helps her get what she wants.
Smart.
And then she can also get snacks and stuff. But it also like gives us exactly what we're having that night. And it doesn't have to be always healthy or always whatever, but it takes away that decision fatigue. Which is such a big
thing. We try that, but I don't know. I don't think we're that kind of
Harlan
people.
And I end up having the same conversation every single morning, which is, what the fuck
what
are
we
going to
eat
for?
Because the problem is, we are two sides of that coin. We both really do appreciate that meal plan. At the same time, we're also creatures of like impulse, where we're like, man, but I really fucking feel like XYZ tonight.
Well, and you know what?
And that, we especially during this time of COVID, it's like, okay,
I
to
agree.
Be like, fuck
I
it,
agree.
Let's have the ribs tonight
with
instead.
With that sauce
you know?
On it?
But here's the thing, is like, we have one of those whiteboards in the kitchen with the days of the week on it, so we have what we're eating each day.
You too,
But sometimes we'll go, okay, tonight we're supposed to have burgers, but I don't feel like making burgers. We're going to do that on Friday and we'll switch with Friday.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
You know,
yeah,
so
that's exactly
like,
what
at least you know what you have in the cupboard. You know the flavors you're going to need. But to go back to the original question, no, I don't work out either. I don't go to the gym, but I do get the same as Justin. I get every now and then, well, same as everybody. I get that like that buildup of energy and I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here.
But that's more about your life situation.
No.
Kidding.
And then I go, we'll go to the park and like we'll take a soccer ball and we'll just run around for like 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, kicking the ball back and forth. And not taking it easy, but like actually, you know, actually running the whole field or whatever.
Well, we walk the dog twice a day too.
That's good.
And you have a pool too, so you can just jump out there and go swimming.
Yeah, and I do.
Speaking of, pool party.
Pool party.
It's coming. Woo!
One day soon.
Speaking of working out, I think your characters have been doing quite a bit of adventuring. That's definitely got to get the heart rate up.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they get their steps in every day, right? Like there's nobody not getting
at
their
least
10,000 steps when you're hiking through the fucking wilderness.
Yeah. For I mean, real. I look at the map and I'm like, wow, we've literally gone here and there and back and forth and up and down.
It's a lot of
here
traveling.
And back again. A hobbit's tale.
I wonder how many kilometers we've traveled.
I'm sure Rob will figure it out. Let him do it, Rob.
Oh, all right.
Rob, don't worry about it. Rob will handle
all
it.
Right.
But I asked the question.
Rob, unless you're excited about it, then Rob can. Okay, Rob, let Rob do it. He's excited.
Where's Jeff?
About it.
Jeff likes this kind of thing.
Jeff?
What did you? I didn't actually hear what you were talking about.
Kilometers.
Oh,
how
figuring
many kilometers
out.
Have we traveled? Yeah. I just figured that's one of those brain teasers that Rob would be like, that's actually kind of
that is something.
Out.
Yeah.
Fun fact, actually, speaking of working out and all that kind of stuff, there is an app called Walk to Mordor where you can put in your steps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it'll tell you how far you are to Mordor.
But hilarious. Also, this is why I like it. It's figured out the distance that it takes to get to every like specific landmark.
Yeah.
And then it rewards you when you get there by giving you a passage of text that Tolkien wrote about the journey to get there or something that happens there. So you read little bits of Lord of the Rings as you log.
Jo distance? Just comes in and she's like, I'm in Rohan.
Not I'm even like, close. Cool. I'm not even out of the Shire yet. It's insane.
So you can't say the line yet. You can't go, this is the farthest I've ever been.
Yeah, the end of like Farmer Maggot's Field or whatever the fuck.
My favorite
is.
Description of those books recently was that because they're written by hobbits and they contain so much food, they're just think of them as a food blog where they have to tell you the whole story before they can get to the recipe.
That's good. Which I hate, by the way.
Those are annoying.
That is probably one of the biggest recent trends that I fucking hate. You Google a recipe for like buns or something and they're like, oh, here's a great easy cheesy bun recipe. When I was a young boy growing up in Europe, I found that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Scroll, 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 scroll.
Ads,
and then it's like,
ads.
Another way you can do these, if it's, I just tell me
it's the same
recipe,
reason
man.
Why I hate Googling something and looking for a how-to, and I'm looking for instructions, and
on
there's
YouTube?
Just a bunch of videos. I hate videos.
Hey, guys, welcome to Kyle's Kyle.
I hate Kyle's Kyle. How do I take this thing out of my car? Like, how do I remove this piece from, like, under the engine or whatever? And it's
you
like...
You might be asking yourself how to remove something from under your engine.
Yeah.
Well,
what's
I have
all
the
these
answer for you.
YouTube
but
videos?
First, did you know the Toyota Corolla is...
So I've been working on my 1995 blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, that's the wrong vehicle, first of all. Why did this even come up? Jesus.
It's true. It's
lucky
true.
Lucky for us, there's no cars in the Forgotten Realms, so we don't have to worry about it.
The best part is we're not the kind of people to ramble during an intro when people are waiting to
listen
to the
meat. You just want to get to the meat. Like, where in the world?
Self-reflection.
You guys want to hear some dice shame? I've been playing D&D since I was 2. The thing about D&D that I've always found is that it's most fun when you're actually playing.
That's awesome.
Touché.
All right. All right. Let's get down to business. So you survive this terrible avalanche. Day turns into night and you continue your trek through the spine of the world. The next day dawns snowy and cold, and as it progresses and as you travel, a blizzard comes up.
Oh no.
Yes. Visibility is very limited now. You can only see to maybe 10 feet in front of you. So it forces you to sort of clump up a little bit closer to each other than you maybe normally would have. I'm not sure if like Harshnag or Red was doing any scouting.
Oh, most definitely.
But at this point, if you want to maintain contact with your party, you're either going to have to string a rope between you all or stay close together or come up with some other strategy because you really can't see where you're going very well.
Well, Red has this innate ability to really be able to navigate difficult terrain. He can't get lost, which means that whatever destination we are heading towards, Red can sense it. So he sort of moves to the lead and begins... Maybe he even takes like a rope from Harshnag and starts leading the way, this tiny little fox compared to this giant standing behind him.
Well, and Jack always knows which way is north.
Absolutely.
Even in a blizzard. So I think between us...
Kraloth and Doran, how are you handling yourselves during this situation?
I recall last time we were in a blizzard, didn't Doran go off somewhere else in his own dog sled?
He did get lost, yes.
Doran, you and I are going to be buddies for this blizzard, okay? Blizzard buddies, everybody tie yourself to your blizzard buddy. We don't want anybody getting lost.
What a great idea.
Kraloth, who's your blizzard buddy?
Red, will you be my blizzard buddy?
I'm leading the way, buddy.
Well, it's okay. Kelimvor will be my blizzard buddy.
I'm your blizzard buddy. Well, I figured I'm holding the rope.
Oh, okay.
Rob said that Doran and he are blizzard buddies, and then
we're all blizzard buddies. I'm taking the lead.
Red like goes to each person and he hands them a piece of the rope. And yeah, Jack can be at the end making sure that we're on course. But again, the way I sort of imagine Red's skill is that he literally ignores this difficult terrain. Mm-hmm. It still sees him, but there's this innate sense that he can kind of get to where they're going. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know which way is fucking north, south, east, west.
Yeah.
But he knows, which actually might throw Jack off at times when Red's like, oh, we're gonna have to move around this hill, you know.
100% I trust your ability in the woods. You've always made it way easier to walk the path of least resistance and not as the crow flies, which is sort of the way Jack would navigate.
So along this course of hempen rope, Red is at the beginning of the rope. You're leading the way. And then what's the marching order, quote unquote?
So Kraloth is behind him, his goggles on, holding onto the rope, saying a prayer to Kelimvor, because even with the dark vision, he can't see anything.
Okay.
And then I guess maybe Doran. And then Jack. Does that sound fair? So for once, Doran's not at the tail of the party, but...
And maybe Harshneg is bringing up the rear?
Or maybe he's even parallel to us. You know, maybe he's just off to the right, so I can see him, and he's sort of like, you know, within seeing distance of these tiny folk.
Yeah. I think Harshneg's kind of on his own. He's probably like, his head's probably above most of the
snow.
Yeah,
he's above the blizzard.
Maybe not like right above it.
Clear up here, guys.
A blizzard would be more confusing on the ground with snow blowing up from the ground.
Yeah, this is a much better idea than last time. Remember I got lost? I was always all the way over there when you guys were over here.
Dawn, I'm over here. Come back.
Where? Over there or over here?
That's a bush.
Through the blizzard, you hear a troubling sound. A male voice screaming in panic and terror. The shriek comes from somewhere up ahead of you and only occurs twice before falling silent.
Everyone get ready!
Roll for initiative!
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Ba, 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 ba.
All right, Red.
21.
Kraloth?
5.
Doran?
16.
Jack?
Jack at a 13.
Red, it's your turn. What do you do?
Presumably, if we can't see them, unless they have blind sight, they shouldn't be able to see us. I'll ready an action then. I guess okay. I'll just ready an action for any enemy that I see pop into my field of view, and I'll keep my head on a swivel.
Why have we stopped?
Ready yourselves!
Well, now it knows we're here.
Red leaping out from ambush in the craggy snow around you, all but invisible until it's right on top of you. A pride of large white cats, vicious and hungry, looking to sink their teeth into you. Two of them get to within striking distance of you as they charge at you out of the snow, and both of them try to pounce on you. You do manage to loose your arrows before one of the cats gets within striking distance of you. So I would argue that you're able to fire your arrow without disadvantage because you have a 10-foot radius of sight. The shape of the cat resolves and you recognize it to be something that wants to do you ill. You're able to fire your arrows before the creature comes to kill you.
So I will attack it. So that is a dirty 20 to hit.
Yes.
18 damage.
Okay.
And then I will attack again.
Great.
Natural 20.
Hey!
Whoa!
What? Come on!
Excellent. Roll all those dice twice.
The first time was like max, and the second time was ones on both.
Oh,
them.
No.
No.
27 damage.
Yeah, as this cat charges towards you, you loose off two arrows and drop it before it even manages to get to you.
All right.
The second cat launches itself at you in a fury of claws and teeth, and it tries to claw at you with a 23.
Yeah, that hits.
11 slashing damage. Make a strength saving throw.
Oh, my best skill. 10.
You are knocked prone, Red, and as you are knocked prone, the cat then bites you.
Ew.
18 to hit.
No.
Nice. All right.
So
that's the first time my multi-attack defense has come into play. When a foe hits me, then my AC jumps 4 points. That's the first time that because of that first hit, I ended up getting to dodge the second.
Nicely done.
So satisfying.
That is
handy. So Brett, this cat knocks you to the ground with a powerful swipe of its claws and tries to get its teeth around your skull, but you
like Red grabs the top and lower jaw and I'm like holding it back.
Yeah,
like,
but no! Just barely. Yeah. And Kraloth, you see this happening. Your friends also feel the line go slack. You drop it to defend yourself, I'm sure. Doran, it's your turn. What do you do? You don't see Red being attacked.
But you can hear me.
You can hear him screaming.
You sound like you're in trouble, Red. I'm coming.
And he comes running up and he says, I don't know what to expect, but I'm going to kill it. And he tries to attack with 19.
Yes.
Excellent. Then nice. He does 10 points of slashing damage.
Excellent. Orcsplur is like,
yeah!
And then he attacks again. Pitiful hit. Pitiful. With an 11.
You miss.
I did not take anything else to do on my turn at this point in time.
It's fine!
Harshneg acts next. he rushes forward, likewise, hearing Red's distress and wanting to protect him like Doran does. Wielding his great axe, he swings at this cat twice. I should say that hits with a 27.
Nice.
Wow. This cat's dead.
You dead.
Probably. 28 slashing damage with his first hit. Yes, ooh, that kills the cat.
This kills the cat.
This kills the cat.
See? Now, aren't you glad I didn't use one of my lucky dies?
The cat comes back.
The very next day.
Not today.
We thought he was a goner.
Jack, it's your turn.
Well, it's okay. We've had a long rest in between.
Yes. So. Jack, it's your turn. You watch as Doran drops the rope and runs off into the blizzard, and then you hear the heavy pounding of Harshnag's feet. And then the of a cat.
I mean, the whole world is white, and so Jack kind of turns to Kieran and says, Kieran, what do you smell? Is there anything you can tell me about what's going on?
Kieran makes perception checks with advantage that rely on smell, correct?
Hearing and smell, yeah.
Okay, roll that with advantage for me.
16.
Nice.
Kieran looks up at you, their loyal eyes full of apprehension.
They're all around us, boss!
That's no good. Jack's going to turn and slowly start backing up towards, you know, where everybody else is, keeping his eyes out and channel that inner stone giant energy he picked up that one time, hardening his skin to stone as he gets sort of close enough to Kraloth and that he can see Red and Doran and just the image of Harshnag kind of on the edge and says, they're all around us. Kieran can smell them everywhere. Stay on guard.
Not a bad plan.
Everyone stay close.
With that, Jack, you wonder if maybe your movement triggers another attack because out of the blinding snow that swirls around you, Jack, three more huge cats pounce.
Ooh.
Two of them launch themselves at you, Jack.
Okay.
I rolled bullshit. 8.
Well, roll die instead.
And the second one is an 11. So, Jack, these claws of these cats are just rebuffed by your strong skin.
Yeah, there's the stone skin and the mage armor over top of it, and they just can't get purchased in my hide.
Mm-hmm.
But it's freaky as hell to see giant cats come out of the blizzard to try and rake across you. Jeez! That's probably not what I say, but... Lathander's light, everybody, look out!
Jeepers creepers!
Wowzers!
Jeepers creepers! Yikes!
Holy moly!
And Kraloth, a third cat, leaps at you out of this blinding snow with a natural 20.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm gonna negate that.
Yes, please.
Fine.
Normal, please.
And so it hits you with its claws, Kraloth, for 5 slashing damage. Make a strength saving throw.
All right.
That is going to be a 13.
Ooh, yeah, you succeed. So the cat tries to drag you to the ground, but stalwartly, you do a cool flex. You flex your legs and you stay standing. Uh-huh. It's right. Leg day today, and you were looking forward to the challenge. Great job. Kraloth, now it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to cast Bless on Harshnag, Red, and Doran. Then I'm going to just brace myself with my shield and my mace and stare down this cat.
Red, you feel the tingle of being blessed as Kraloth runs up to you. You don't see any cats yet. What do you do?
Okay, Red's going to take a step forward and sort of down so that all three of them are within his range, but he's still far enough away to not get killed.
And you're like tucked right behind Jack and Kraloth, which is perfect.
I'm right over your shoulders, buddy. You smell pretty great, actually.
And Red is going to attack. Are any of them damaged?
No.
Not yet.
Come on, guys. Pick it up. I already killed one. And as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on the one in front of Jack. It is a spell save DC, dexterity 12.
I feel like these cats are pretty good with dex.
Yep, 22.
These cats are dexterous.
Good with dex?
Dex.
They got nice dicks.
It just jumps out of the way.
They got nice dicks.
Nice dicks, they, mate.
Perfect. And then I will roll.
Sharpshooter.
Oh, no, that is a miss with an 8.
Oof.
Oh.
16 a hit?
Yeah, you hit.
Nice.
Hey.
22 damage.
Great. Great job. focusing down on one of the smaller members of the party, two more white cats leap out of the blizzard and try to tackle you, Doran.
You call me small?
Oh.
I'm not small. I've got a big heart, okay? I've got a big brain. Just because I'm short doesn't make me small.
Does an 18 hit you?
Yes.
Does a 15 misses you, right?
Correct. You're making me feel real small.
One of the cats manages to claw you.
Oh, yeah?
Deals 9 slashing damage to you, Doran. Make a strength saving throw.
I will.
That's going to be a 25.
Yeah, you're fine. You succeed. The cat tries to tug you to the ground with its sharp claws buried deep in your armor, but
ow!
You stand firm.
You son of a...
Now he hits me. He hits me, right? So actually...
So one of the cats missed you.
So I'm going to use riposte as my...
Nice.
As my maneuvers, which when they miss, I attack. I'm going to add 4 to it. Does a 15 hit?
Yes, it does.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So it does 19 damage.
Awesome. That's a beefy hit.
Nice. Yeah. Hit the beef.
15, 19.
The axe sinks deeply into the cat. Blood sprays all over the snow.
Yes.
Now it's your turn, Doran.
So I'm going to turn, and so I swing my axe, and I hit real hard. That's the way Doran sings when he attacks. Going to hit with a 25.
Absolutely.
And does 11 damage.
Great.
And then I'm going to attack again. The one next to me, I kind of do an up and down. Do I hit with a 17?
Yeah, you do.
And then it's going to do 7 damage.
Excellent.
I swipe down and swipe up.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, actually. I don't think I've ever seen you guys in this formation. You're all very close, clumped together, protecting Red in the center of your crew, basically. So he's firing arrows out over the tops of everyone, just overhead. And then these cats are closing in all around you. There's 5 right now. 3 of them have been wounded. Harshnag is just to the north of all of you. His blade of his axe is already dripping with blood, and he charges in laughing. He comes around the side where Kraloth is holding off 2 of the cats, and he sort of does like a pincer movement, comes around the rear of the cat, so on the other side of Kraloth.
Nice.
And he's going to attack this cat twice with his axe. 30 to hit.
Oh yeah.
Hey-o.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
24 slashing damage.
Oh, yeah. That cat's got to be on its last legs.
Got 4 of them.
And he's going to slash at this cat again. Only 19 to hit, plus bless is 23.
Oh, yes.
29 slashing damage. So he just hacks this cat to pieces.
Oh, nice.
Nice, Harshnag.
Ha, 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 ha. Jack, it's your turn. You got 2 cats right in front of you and one off to the side a little bit that you can see.
Jack sees them all and he fumbles to get the Spellguard sphere into his, you know, numb, cold hands. And it starts to warm up as he mumbles the words to this spell. And he's, you know, pulling out some stops to get some of that alchemical casting going on. He's using all the spell secrets to have this powerfully attractive smell to these cats appear somewhere right behind them. He's taking a fireball. He is changing the save type to intelligence because it's just this such a good illusion of a really attractive meat smell to them that they're all going to turn to look.
Wow.
And then just explode in their faces, sort of ending that blast wave right in front of Jack and Kieran to try and catch 3 of them and maybe more in the darkness. Who knows what's going on there as fire blossoms.
Who freaking knows? So what kind of a save am I making here?
Intelligence 15, please.
Nice.
All right, here we
That's
go.
Awesome.
50 to the ones that fail, 25 to the ones that pass.
Absolutely. So the cat that is closest to you, Jack, just directly south of you, fails on their save and they take all of that damage and just evaporate into a pile of ashes. Mm-hmm. The cat that is directly adjacent to Doran, having also been injured by Doran succeeding on the save, also just absolutely dissolves into burning hair and flesh.
Oh, nicely done, Jack.
The final cat that was impacted by this fireball succeeds and had not yet been injured, and so takes the 25 points of damage, but is still alive.
Did we hear any yelps, or does Kieran smell any additional burning fur somewhere out in the blizzard that would give us a sense that there were more enemies out that way?
There is no additional burning smell coming from the area of effect of this spell.
Cool.
Okay, so the cat that is smoldering but not deceased launches itself at you, Jack, and tries to drag you to the ground with its claws.
Sure.
That's a 21 to hit you.
It does hit me, yep.
With a claw attack, you take 5 slashing damage.
And I'm going to half that as it scrapes across my stone skin.
Absolutely. And then make a strength save to try to prevent yourself from being dragged to the ground.
Not my best work. 15.
Hey, pretty good work, actually.
Yeah, nice. Kicks this thing in the mouth, takes a step back.
Absolutely. Yeah, you break a tooth off.
Kieran, go help Doran. And Kieran turns around and starts to like bark and yell at this thing, trying to give Doran advantage on his attacks.
Cool. Maybe a bit of a distraction.
Woof!
Yeah.
Krayloth, it's your turn.
Seeing that these cats are being picked off pretty handily, Krayloth is going to step forward, heft his Mace of Deception, and he's going to swing at the cat in front of him. That is a 25.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, and hey, full damage, 11 points of damage.
You nice. Heroically raise your mace over your head and just absolutely clobber this animal to death.
Hey.
Excellent.
Good adequate murdering, buddy.
Top of the round, Red.
All right.
You don't see any more cats, but you know that Doran's occupied.
Doran, you got one over there?
I've got something, yeah. He's attacking me. He's hissing and he's...
All right, that's enough. I take a step north and I go to attack.
I like to...
Once Doran shuts up.
I like to express myself in lengthy detail.
I noticed.
But you...
16.
Really?
Dirty 20.
Absolutely.
17 damage.
Cool, you kill it.
Nice.
Yeah, it died. You guys did great.
Way to go.
And as you look up from the corpses of these creatures, you see that the blizzard is just starting to resolve a little bit. The snow lets up, and ahead of you, the mountainside, you have arrived into the Valley of the Eye of the World.
Of course it fucking lets up now. Once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Christopher Ryan Evans, Colin Burkhart, Daniel Doug, Jessica Orrit, Mari Kaneski, Katie Orrit, and Merlin. See you soon!
The log driver's waltz makes you...
Yes! Rolling down mountains on avalanches. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. He's red with his little shill, Umber Hawk, and they go down and down and down the right mountain. D&D adventurers roll, and they go down and down an avalanche mountain. Log drivers.
Classic dad sing along. Log driver, na 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 na. Time.
Mighty fly for a white guy. I'll never forget my dad saying that. Mighty fly for a white guy.
Under! And they go down and down. And they go down, down, down the right mountain.
Boom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.